the supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. We're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special. Accept our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Wednesday, is the 5th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Murdad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Fajr, verses 27 to 30. That we listen to.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة.
To the righteous it will be said, O reassured soul.
ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية.
Return to your Lord, well pleased and pleasing to Him.
فادخلي في عبادي.
And enter among my righteous servants.
وادخلي جنتي.
And enter my paradise.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
How interesting and delightful these words are, full of grace, peace, tranquility, and confidence. It is a direct invitation from Allah to the souls who are at peace with confidence because of their faith. Some commentaries denote that these verses were revealed about Hamza, Sayyid al-Shuhada. But regarding the surah, which is revealed in Mecca, this attitude is needed a kind of verification, not used for the occasion of revelation, as it was also mentioned about Imam al-Hussein.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura.
We're speaking about the movement of Imam al-Hussein. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. One of the lessons of Karbala is connecting between the highest degree of chastity and the defense of the religion by whatever power the individual is given. Thus we see Zainab, who observed hijab and shyness like no one else. Ali, peace be upon him, would even try to keep her shadow from the view of outsiders by extinguishing or turning down the lights when she was visiting the grave of her grandfather, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. However, when it came time, she was the tongue speaking in the name of the sacred law, even in the presence of the Imam of her time, Ali ibn al-Husayn as-Sajjad, peace be upon him. There is a saying that Islam owes its existence to Muhammad, but its preservation to Hussein. While this is correct, we could also say that the origin of the reform movement was Hussein, while its preservation belongs to Zainab. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum ya Abu Abdullah. Peace and salutations upon you, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I send my condolences for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam upon you, brothers and sisters, and I welcome you to the program. The Ashura of Imam Hussein has many lessons for us to learn. Ziyarat Ashura is a ziyarat that is a gift by Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam to us. And we learn that the bala of Imam Hussein is not only limited to him, it is also our bala. It is also our trial and tribulations. It is also our misfortune. When we look at Imam Hussein alayhi salam and we see how patient he was, how strong he was, that his patience even amazed the angels. And he was a mountain, and he gave patience to his followers. We learn that in life we need to be able to deal with our own trials and tribulations. We learn that we need to be strong. And we said that if a person wants to reach happiness, happiness is what? Happiness is minimizing pain. Happiness is managing our misfortunes. Happiness is maximizing our joy, enjoying life, enjoying spirituality, enjoying religion. Therefore, the more we manage bala, the more we understand bala, the better we will enjoy our own life. And this is a great lesson in Ashura, inshallah.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Lessons of Muharram.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein.
Allegiance to Islam from a young age. Whilst Ashura is remembered the most, Imam Hussein had always given allegiance to the religion of Islam from a young age. He supported the Holy Prophet Muhammad on the day of Mubahala, as well as being present in the incidents of Kisa. Imam Hussein and Imam Hassan, peace be upon them, at the age of 7 and 8 were also called the masters of the youth of paradise by Rasulullah, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. This shows us that there is no age limit on servitude to Allah, the Almighty, and his messenger, peace be upon him. The Golden Words of Imam al-Hussein is the title of this part. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, praised and glorified Allah like this. With your own eyes and ears, you are witnessing this duress and calamity which has befallen me. The world and its events have been turned upside down, showing its despicable, ugly face. The world is rushing along a path which leaves all goodness behind. The little goodness that remains in this world is like the moisture that clings to the bottom of any emptied container. This is a worthless life, like a pasture which have been plowed, turned upside down and ruined. Don't you see that no one is doing what is right and no one is preventing false deeds? In such a situation, the believer who seeks the truth must certainly long to see Allah and to meet the truth. I see death as nothing but bliss and good fortune, a life with tyrants, nothing but gloom and weariness.
One of the methods that we talked about how to manage pain, how to face difficulties. We said we need to be aware that difficulty faces everybody. Two, that we have to have correct action, that we can have resolve, and that we have to have plans, how to take care of our financial needs, how to take care of our emotional needs, how to take care of our family needs, how to live in society in a correct way. There are methods and skills that we learn. We need to learn that sometimes there are trials and tribulations that happen, and that we have to become very strong, and we need to have the strength to overcome them. And one of the ways, and maybe the best answer to how to manage our pains and how to manage such difficulties that all human beings face, is this answer, is that when we accept the fact that we are an abd, that we are a slave of God, that we are His servant, we understand that He is our Lord, that He has commands and He has plans for us, and that we truly understand that when He wants us to be faced with hardship, that there is good in that hardship, that he is a loving Lord, he is a caring Lord. He is trying not to just torture us. He is trying to make us excel. He is trying to have us, our position be elevated. The commands of God, true, they have maslahat, they have good in them. They separate us from mafsada, from corruption and from bad. True, there is purpose and goal in the commands of God. But the fact that he commands and gives us orders and things to follow, and he gives us trials for us to overcome, this is so that he can make us a greater abd, make us more humble. When we become more humble, we become similar more to the prophets and to the imams. When we become more humble, we get closer to God. And that is the essence of spirituality. Look at Satan, for example. He worshipped God, but he was arrogant. But Balaam makes us humble. Many times, brothers and sisters, you faced difficult times in your lives probably. And your tears have shed and your heart has been broken. Then when you cry and you claim that you love Allah, that you need help from him, that is when you're the most sincere. That is when you're the most connected to God. Why? Because that is when you have realized ubudiyat. That is when you have become a slave of God. A humble slave that owes nothing, that owns nothing, that is completely faqir, and that realizes he is ghani, that he has all the things that the creation needs and wants. And that's the essence of the trials and tribulations that follow us, that it makes us a greater abd.
Condolences to all Muslims all around the world on the month of Muharram, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Food for thought.
Salam, friends. Let us begin the day by reflecting over what the martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, had said to the people of Kufa, who had invited him to come to Iraq to deliver them from Umayyad oppression. But because of their weak faith, they deserted him. If you will not hold on to your pledge of allegiance, break your covenant and throw off my pledge of allegiance, then by Allah, it is not the first time you do it. You did it with my father, Imam Ali, and you have done it with my brother, Imam Hassan, and my cousin, Muslim ibn Aqil.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our listeners a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, from his father, Imam Hussein. And this hadith is a very suitable hadith for the time we are in, which is the month of Muharram, in which we commemorate the martyrdom and the death of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his loyal companions on the battlefield of Karbala. You know, Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the center and the pinnacle of all Islamic virtues, and that makes his death and his martyrdom even more sad for us. It makes it even more, paradoxical, you know, in the sense that how could somebody who is such a great person, you know, be killed so brutally and be murdered in such a harsh and merciless way? Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam said the following, in which we see one of those virtues that Imam Hussein alayhi salam possessed being manifested. Imam Zain al-Abidin said, "I heard Hussein alayhi salam say, 'If a man were to insult me in this ear,'" and when Imam Hussein said this, he pointed to his right ear, "and excuse himself to me in the other," meaning in one ear, if a person insulted me in my right ear, and then turned around and asked me for forgiveness in my left ear right away, the Imam said, "I would accept that excuse from him." لَقَبِلْتُ ذَلِكْ مِنْ Then the Imam alayhi salam continued and said, that is because the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, narrated to me that he had heard my grandfather, meaning the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say the following: "The one who does not accept the excuse of someone, be he right or wrong," as if somebody, did something to you, and he asked you for forgiveness. Now, regardless of whether, the event that occurred, regardless of whether the person was right and you were wrong, or you were wrong and the person was right, if the person asks you for forgiveness, it's necessary, it's good and it's necessary ethically and Islamically for you to accept his forgiveness. Because the Prophet Muhammad said, in continuation, he said, he said that the person, the one who does not accept the excuse of someone, be he right or wrong, he will not arrive at the heavenly waters, right? you will not arrive at the fountain of Kausar and the heavenly waters. Right, so this is one of the noble and very beautiful Islamic virtues and something that Imam Hussein alayhi salam adopted in his life. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at forgiveness in the words of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله. السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله. السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين. Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you and thanks for joining us again.
Assalamu alaikum.
So, inshallah, in this session, we will continue through the lesson Al-Mad that we explained. We practiced how we stretch the sound, how we, for how many counts we stretch the sound, yes?
Yes.
Let's practice some examples with natural Mad, okay? Surah Maryam, that you already have opened the Quran and you are on that, on Surah Maryam. So, let's recite this surah a little, okay? There are some examples for natural Mad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
شيطان الرجيم. ألف مد. أوكي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ما. أوكي. What is it?
ما.
ما. Example for.
كاف ها يا عين صاد.
كاف ها يا عين صاد.
أحسن. ها يا examples, right? For natural mad. So remember, just whenever you have alif maddi, waw maddi, and ya maddi, that's all about natural mad. If there is no hamza after. Okay.
ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا.
ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا.
عبده.
واو مد. The tiny واو, baby واو. Do you see that?
Yes.
So this is واو مد. So this is natural.
I have a question. So yes. Why didn't they just put a dhamma or واو? A big one.
Why they don't put
Dhamma or a vowel instead?
Because that is not part of the word. If they put a vowel, a dhamma, vowel after ha, in a complete vowel, okay? It means that abdahu ha has another letter with it, vowel. But that's a wrong word. Okay? This is just for like beautifying the letter, okay?
But it still has the same sound.
Yeah, the same sound. But it doesn't have that letter. There is no extra letter, okay? Just extra sound we have. No problem, okay? Good question. But if we put a vowel, a complete vowel, it means we have added a next letter to the word. While it's wrong, okay? That's the only letter it has. So only the sound we stretch. We said that tajweed is all about?
Beautifying.
Beautifying sounds, okay? Of or recitation.
Yes.
So, next ayah. Zakariya. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Although it has a mad on the top, yes?
Yes.
It means if you connect it to the next ayah, like this. Abdahu Zakariya idh nada rabbahu nidaan khafiya. This way, if you connect it, you prolong the mad, okay? You apply the rule of the mad. But when you make a pause, okay? Inshallah, we'll study. This is mad. Al-aridun lis-sukun, okay? We apply the mad, okay? And because we stop here, we make a pause. We just, apply the rule of natural mad instead of the complete mad, okay? Natural mad. There's alif mad.
When we join them?
Inshallah, in mad, aridun lis-sukun, I will tell you that, okay?
Inshallah.
So, next ayah. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا
إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا
You will also learn, okay, that when you should prolong it for four counts, for six counts.
إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا
أحسنت. You will inshallah learn, okay, how to apply the rule of mad with six counts or four counts, okay? And in the next types of mad, you will learn this. So next ayah. قَالَ This is example for natural mad. قَالَ
قال ربي إني وهن العظم مني قال ربي إني وهن العظم مني
Great. قال إني مني مني Three examples for natural
واشتعل الرأس شيبا واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا ولم أكن بدعائك رب بشقية.
أحسن ما شاء الله. So we have many examples.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Now let's go for the next type of mad, okay? Mad al-badal we have. Mad al-badal, it means like there is a hamza before mad letters. Suppose alif maddi. Okay, alif maddi, there is a hamza before. This is a sound. Even if hamza it is, okay, it has the a sound. Only the name is, if there is no hamza, it was natural mad. Yes?
Yes.
Also, if there is a hamza and then alif maddi, we have hamza plus alif maddi. How do you read it? That's easy.
Sir?
The same as natural melodies.
Like in Fuad, there's a Hamza on the top of Wow.
Wow, Fuad. Fuad. Okay? But in Persian, we call it Fawad. With Wow, yes? In Arabic, it's Fuad. Yes? So, let's practice this example. Bi-ayatina.
Bi-ayatina.
This is Hamza plus Alif Mad. Tina Noon plus Alif Mad. So the Hamza plus Alif Mad is called Maddul Badal. But the Noon plus Alif Mad is called Natural Mad. Maddul Tabi'i, yes, Natural Mad. Okay? So only the names are like this, okay? In Tajweed books, if you refer to the Tajweed books, okay, the names are like this. But the examples or the way you pronounce for two counts, the same as natural mad. Yes?
This mad that you said now, it was the alif should after Hamza?
Okay, yeah. The alif mad should be after Hamza. Okay. In natural mad, we said that if there is no Hamza after.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
After. Because if there is a Hamza after that, inshallah, we'll say that this is... in next type of mad, okay, we have, for example, here in mad wajib, okay, mad wajib muttasil, or mandatory joined mad, you'll study, okay, that Hamza, if Hamza is like part of the word, we apply one rule. If it is not a part of the word, we apply the next rule, okay? We'll study this. In natural mad, if there is no Hamza after the alif maddi, or after the waw maddi, or after the yai maddi, natural maddi you apply. Okay? But if there is a hamza, okay? A hamza after the waw maddi, alif maddi, or yai maddi, inshallah we'll see how we apply the rule, okay? In mad wajib and mutasil, okay? So this mad al badal we practiced. Let's practice two more examples. Ra'ahu. Fara'ahu. It's not on the Quran in this surah, okay? Fara'ahu.
Fara'ahu.
Okay. Starts with, it has a Hamza plus Alif Mad. This A sound. It's very easy.
For two counts.
What a big name it has. What a simple rule it has. Yeah?
Yeah.
Fara'ahu. A sound.
All of them have just a prolong.
Yeah, a longer sound. Yes.
Just but the places are different.
Yeah, the conditions are, the cases are different, and also the beats or the counts are different sometimes. So these are for the two counts, okay? But inshallah, in the next types of mad, you have four counts, five counts, six counts.
Do we have eight counts?
If you want to stretch the sound, you can prolong it for 100 counts.
If there's a mad, we can prolong it how much we want.
Sometimes it is like this, if you want to beautify. But you should not beautify that much, okay? That it gets worse than worse, okay? And also, for example, you want, the way you want, sometimes, yes, you want to stretch these kind of sounds now. Some of the reciters, they recite this way, yes?
Yes.
They prolong, they beautify. But they understand where they beautify, what word, okay? What letters they have to stretch the sounds with. So, let's get to another example. Al-ayah. Repeat.
Al-ayah.
Uh-huh. One more time. Al-ayah.
Al-ayah.
Bi-ayatina.
Bi-ayatina.
Fara'ahu.
Fara'ahu.
Great. And al-ayah.
Al-ayah.
Ahsan. Al-ayah. Okay. The next type of mad is mad al-iwad. Mad al-iwad. It means the substitution mad, okay? It means we change this mad. Sometimes it means this mad is applied here because of a change. Do you remember in Tanween? It's all about Tanween Fatha. For example, you have ma an, When you stop here, ma this mat. This is called maddul iwad. It means the substitution mat or the changing mat, okay? The replacement. It is the substitution for tanween fatha. So a mad or alif maddi, which is used instead of fathatain or tanween fatha, it is called maddul iwad. Iwad, okay?
So it you does play football, only you work say, on fatha?
Yeah.
It does only work on fatha?
It has to do with fatha, yeah. Tanween fatha.
Like, waw maddi on waw tanween.
No. It's all about tanween fatha. Tanween fatha, okay? Not tanween kasra, tanween dhamma. No, tanween fatha. You play football, sometimes you say, okay, in Farsi we say, taweez kun, okay? Yes. You tell the coach, okay, you have to sub me, okay? It means
ta'wiz kun man, okay? Substitution.
Yeah, substitution. Okay, so substitution ta'wiz means you change, you replace the players, yes? So here as well, you replace tanween fatha to?
Yes.
Alif maddi.
Yes.
Alif maddi. That's very easy.
Simple.
So maddul iwad means this. Iwad means you change, okay? And you replace tanween fatha to alif. Alif mat. Let's practice some words.
These type of mats are end of the verses?
No, it can happen between the verses.
Okay. So what about the words?
At the middle of the verses. The beginning. Kaf, ha, ya, ayn. This one.
Can be anywhere in the word.
Verse. In the world or in the word?
I said word.
Okay, yes, and the words, yes. It can be anywhere. Beginning and last. So let's practice some words, okay? And then we'll take a break. We'll come back. So, turaban.
Turaban.
Okay, stop here. For example, you're stopping here, okay? The ayah finishes, you stop here.
Turaba. Turaba.
Okay. Amran.
Amran.
Amra.
أمرا
صفا
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 سبحا
سبحا
صبحا
صبحا
ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال like this you recite yes مهادا تنوين فتحة yes but if you stop at the end of this ayah ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا. This tanwin fatha is changed to alif.
These examples are from Surah Al-Adiyat.
No,
Naba. Surah Al-Naba. Inshallah, we'll study. So, thank you so much. That was about mad iwad, mad al-badal, mad natural mad, and these things. Inshallah, in the next session, stay with us. We'll go through the next types of mad, okay? Ready to go?
Yes.
Ready to take a break?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraja. Ayna al-Hassani, ayna al-Hussain, ayna abna al-Hussain. Ayna al-Hassani, ayna al-Hussain, ayna abna al-Hussain. Ayna al-Hassani, ayna al-Hussain, ayna abna al-Hussain. In solidarity, the heavens and earth will grieve. Divinely pure ones, oppressed in tyranny, sacrifice their lives for truth and unity, equality and freedom for humanity. These are the sons of the one that God calls Al-Nur al-Siraj al-Munir. These are the masters of the youth of paradise who gave their lives to guide us on to the right. When your horse returns to our camp riderless, أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي
The ocean of dua.
Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam ziyaratan minni wa niyabatan an waliday.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allah wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة.
So we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. O Aba Abdullah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you إلى يوم القيامة, until the day of resurrection. This إلى يوم القيامة is what we are going to discuss in this episode. I assume this part of this phrase, إلى يوم القيامة, until the day of resurrection, is expressing the Zair's steadfastness in this path. The declaration, I am at peace with you, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you until the day of resurrection, reveals the powerful resolution of the speaker. It resembles one who promises the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam to be steadfast in their love and support through upholding their message, which is the true and untainted version of Islam, throughout his life. And this is another expression of unity with the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam forever. With this statement, of course it is simple in its constitution, but this simple statement requires a towering resolution. It requires a very exalted spirit for that person to say. It is a promise to the Ahlul Bayt to be always submissive and supportive of the teachings of Islam, of what they have taught us throughout their lives in all the difficult circumstances. Abu Basir reports that he heard Imam Baqir alayhi salam say, Wallahi latumayyazun, Wallahi latumahhasun, Wallahi latugharbalun, I swear by Allah, you most surely will be singled out. I swear by Allah, you most surely will be cleansed. And I swear by Allah, you most surely will be garbled in the way darnel is garbled from wheat. The phrase لتغربلن signifies the process of sieving. And the verb غربلة comes from قربال, which is a sieve. And reading these statements now and again is really important for the human beings, because these statements remind the human beings of their duties and their purposes in their lives. It wakes the man up from his slumber of sin. It deters him from those things that are abhorred by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and of course by Islam.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right, which madhab is right? Go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we promise the Ahlul Bayt to be supportive of their teachings until the day of resurrection. إلى يوم القيامة. And another aspect of this part that can be discussed is that the Ahlul Bayt are the means of perfection. Plant seeds do not grow or bear fruit without being directly in contact with the soil. Evidently, the soil must be good, because if the soil is contaminated, the seeds will not grow, they will perish. So the seeds will not grow or bear fruit unless there is the means of good soil. وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبُ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدًا, the Holy Quran says. As for the good land, its vegetation springs by the permission of its Lord, and that which is inferior comes forth but scantily. So there are some means necessary in relation to seeds, and of course for the realization of every truth, so much that nothing can be realized, nothing reaches perfection without a mediation or means. Now, the mediation with which man can find his way to the realm of faith, morality, and good deeds is a truth that has been expressed by the Holy Quran, that Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are our mediation. The Holy Quran considers only the infallible persons as having the position of mediation between Allah and man, because they are the ones who lead to faith, to good deeds, to morality, and they are the ones that meet with the Almighty Allah. And these infallible persons are none but the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Those are who can familiarize man with the past and future, as well as the teachings and wisdom of the Holy Quran. There is not a bit of corruption, defect, or fault in the Ahlul Bayt. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this regard says, إِنَّ أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ قَدْ أَذْهَبَ اللَّهُ عَنَّا الْفَوَاحِشِ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ. We the Ahlul Bayt are those from whom Allah has removed any hidden or manifest uncleanness. And that's why the man or woman has to stay with these Ahlul Bayt, with these mediations forever, until the day of resurrection. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Thank you for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن
الزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Mournful is the earth as heaven starts to cry. Water doubts its worth as lips begin to dry. Listen to the silence. It breaks with a sad goodbye. Amid the drums of war is a mother's lullaby. Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. I cry for you in pain. I cry for you. I cry.